Local news is withering, and where there's a lack of credible journalism, others often fill the void. Take Alabama and Florida. An investigation by NPR and the nonprofit news outlet Floodlight reveals that money flowed from power companies in those states to news sites that have undercut the company's critics. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik reported this with Floodlight's Mario Ariza and Miranda Green, and David has our story.
Alabama's residents are among the poorest in the nation, but they're paying among the nation's highest electric bills. Terry Dunn wanted to know why. Dunn was elected to the State Commission Regulating Power Companies in 2010.
Well, the profit margin that Alabama Power was receiving was, higher than anybody in the country.
Alabama Power serves 1.5 million households and businesses there.
They didn't take me serious. I flew under the radar.
Dunn says a top lobbying executive at Alabama Power told him he'd be able to keep the roughly $100,000 a year elected post pretty much forever, as long as he got along and went along.
I just said, well, we need to check to check it. It's been over 30 years since y'all have had a rate case, but I didn't take it good.
I should note, Alabama Power wouldn't comment for the story and wouldn't make the lobbying executive available to address Dunn's allegation. Dunn called for a rate hearing. That meant Power executives would have to testify under oath about their company's finances and the rates they set. There had not been one in nearly 30 years.
And that's when everything went bad then. That's when the attack started.
Politicians get bad press all the time. They lose elections, too. This stuff happens. This was different. In the digital age, attacks don't always happen in person, but online. NPR and Floodlight investigated the actions of an influential consulting firm called Matrix and its powerful clients, including Alabama Power. Together, they steered money to six political news sites in Alabama and Florida in ways that shaped coverage of the people who could hold them in check. Matrix's founder and its former CEO don't exactly deny all this. They basically just blame each other. In the case of Terry Dunn, NPR and Floodlight have not been able to independently verify whether Alabama Power directed these media attacks, but the coverage sure was aggressive. Here's a clip of a rally of coal workers that took a hard turn against Dunn. A news site called the Alabama Political Reporter ran it, without comment, on its YouTube channel.
Alabama Public Service Commissioner Terry Dunn is pushing for a bill that would allow him to take money from environmental groups.
Matrix was established in Montgomery, Alabama, a generation ago. Its founder wrote a PhD thesis on how the media can be used to manipulate public opinion. Matrix seized the opportunity it recognized in the collapse of local news.
To say that it's a shell of its former self, I think maybe even be giving the shell too much credit.
Tom Fiedler is the former executive editor of the Miami Herald.
The reduction in just the size of the press corps covering state government has created a vacuum that I think tends to be filled by people who have agendas beyond serving the public interest.
And here's how Fiedler defines them.
Special interests, in many cases the moneyed interests.
Journalism typically prizes transparency. News organizations aren't supposed to have hidden agendas. Matrix operated largely out of view. A plaque in its office there reads, "Invisibility is more powerful than celebrity." For example, a Matrix employee used a shell company to arrange to buy a controlling stake in a political website in Florida called The Capitalist. The money came from a giant utility company in Florida. The CEO of that company, Florida Power and Light, ordered up a story to embarrass the Miami Herald. The ensuing piece ran 3 days later. Florida Power and Light and the publisher of The Capitalist declined to comment about all that. We have the email exchanges as well as the shell company's incorporation papers. Another beneficiary of Florida Power and Light's money is one of the most popular news sites in the state, Florida Politics. It's run by Peter Schorsch.
I know where the bodies are buried in a way that other journalists or other media types don't know.
The power company pays Florida Politics $43,000 annually for advertising. Schorsch says that's enough to cover the cost of a reporter's salary. One of his former reporters tells us Schorsch ordered him to write up positive articles about advertisers. Schorsch denies that, but he does say he'll write more about you if you advertise with him.
It really doesn't matter if you label somebody pay to play anymore. Like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it would have been a death sentence.
Schorsch also took approximately $100,000 in fees from a website publisher whose boyfriend used to be Matrix's CEO. Schorsch says he didn't know of her links to Matrix. He says you do what you need to do to get by in the news business.
Listen, I'm not trying to pretend like I'm an angel or anything like that, but just in this area, I'm just like, man, if I go, there's nothing left in the state. There's like the Tampa Bay Times and the Miami Herald, and they're down to nothing.
Back in Alabama, the two news sites who went after Terry Dunn were relentless. Bill Britt is the editor of the Alabama Political Reporter. Here was Britt in 2013 on the site's local TV show.
One of the headlines that we hear and see recently is the war on coal. Is there a war on coal with the Obama administration?
Britt's site and Yellowhammer News are read by Alabama business and political leaders, people who set the state's agenda and local talk radio topics. The two sites lumped together the war on coal, Obama, and Dunn. In one typical post, Yellowhammer News said Dunn was allied with, quote, radical environmentalists. Dunn was a Republican carried to office by Tea Party fervor. These were damning portrayals in a deeply red state, Dunn says.
Well, it was devastating, you know, because, I mean, you're not expecting that. You know, you get to thinking, why are they attacking me? I'm just telling the truth and trying to do what's right.
A complex array of financial transactions involving nonprofits tie Alabama Power and Matrix to the two sites. The owner of Yellowhammer News says she appropriately discloses its sponsors. Alabama political reporter's Bill Britt says Matrix simply placed ads for its clients. Normal. Britt did say advertisers sometimes pay for reporters to do private research for them. That's actually not normal in traditional newsrooms. It would be seen as corrupting the independence of reporters. What the sites published helped transform Terry Dunn reformer into Terry Dunn lame duck.
We were basically, like I said, put on an island when this happened. If I went to the state house for, you know, concerning anything else, you know, people avoided me. People that did was friends. If you get on the elevator, they would get off. I mean, they didn't want to be seen with Terry Dunn because they feared that they Alan Power would come after them.
The other public service commissioners whose votes he needed ignored him. State leaders shut him out. Voters abandoned him. And Dunn was gone in the next election.
You know, as we went on, we seen how dirty everything was. And it was basically just a cesspool of, you know, down there. I mean, and really, I was glad to get out from there after seeing how everything operated in the state.
To this day, no rate hearing has been held in Alabama. It's now been 40 years since Alabama Power executives had to open their books and testify under oath. David Folkenflik, NPR News.